Sometimes life as parents gets hard and can get you down. When that happens, you need a parental break.
Justin and Caitlin have been married for 4.5 years. They have one child and work together to accomplish their goals.
Justin and Caitlin will discuss all topics. They just want to give you a parental break. Well, hello there, and welcome back to our podcast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And today, Caitlin, what do you want to talk about today?
I am in shock right now.
Really? Why are you in shock, baby?
Found out that one of my favorite 90s TV dads has passed away today.
Oh, yeah, Bob Saget passed away.
Yeah, from Full House and Fuller House.
That is absolutely crazy. I'm still just dumbfounded by that.
I still can't get over Betty White passing.
So, who's going to be next?
Let's just not even think about that.
Yeah.
So, let's be praying for their family and friends, because I know this is a shock to everybody right now.
Yes. But today on the podcast as well, we're talking about bad parenting, and what it means to raise a child, a Christian child, in a, how did Tier say it, a mentally ambiguous society. So, did you read the article, honey?
You told me a little bit about it, but I haven't had a chance to read it.
Well, let me read it to you. Okay? So, okay. The title of the article is Mom Charged After COVID Positive Son Found in Car Trunk at Testing Site. And basically, the article goes on to say a Houston mother was charged after authorities alleged she placed her 13-year-old son in the trunk of her car to isolate him after he tested positive for COVID-19. Then he took him to a drive-through testing site. I'm not done. The 41-year-old is charged with endangering a child after authorities allege her son was found on Monday in her car's trunk at a testing site for the Cypress Fairbanks School District in Northwest Houston. The woman is a teacher with the school district, which says the child was not harmed. The mother told a school district official that she put her son in the trunk to prevent her from getting exposed to COVID-19 while taking him to the additional testing. The official then asked to see her son, according to the Houston Chronicle, telling her son he couldn't be tested for COVID-19 until he was in the back seat. She opened the trunk to show the child lying inside, according to the court documents. I'm sorry. Excuse me? You put your son, your own flesh and blood, in a trunk because you're scared of COVID. Have we really sunk this low, Caitlin?
Looks like it, but I don't know why she would do that, because she has to interact with him.
Exactly.
She still has to make sure he's fed, make sure he's well taken care of, make sure that he, you know, gets a bath or something, like a shower or something like that. She's got to make sure she's living in her house, because that's her son.
That's her own flesh and blood.
That's her baby.
I'm sorry, people. Have we sunk this low to this point in society that because of this so terrifying of a virus that still has, as you heard Odin say, a 99.94% survival rate? Have we sunk this low, people? Because this is what's irritating me about this. This is your child. You put him in a trunk because you're scared of COVID. Big deal if you get COVID. You are supposed to protect your child. Why do you think God gave you that child? is to protect them, to teach them right from wrong. And this is what we're talking about today, because obviously parenting has failed in this society that we have right now.
So she basically chose her job over her own child.
Yes. Yes. That's basically what you hit the nail on the head, Caitlin. She basically chose her job over her own flesh and blood.
That's ridiculous.
And I'm sorry. This world is so... What's the word I'm looking for? Backwards?
Let's see. I've had it twice already.
I would want to say another word, but I'm not going to say that word.
Well, I see. I've had it twice already. August of 20, August of 21. And you've had it August of 20. Not 21. Thank the Lord. But our daughter has never had it. She was around us the whole time.
Yes, but would we lock our child in the trunk?
No.
And the worst thing is, you heard what the article said, she's a teacher.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You've gotten double strikes there because you're a teacher too. I'm leaving my child to nurture to you, for you to nurture them, to teach them things, and you're going to do this. But I'm not surprised by this, because you saw the video that Queen posted, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got people that are openly transgender trying to teach preschoolers.
That's my area of teaching.
Preschoolers.
Because I work at a child care center.
About sexual fluidity.
No.
And sexual identity. What are preschoolers supposed to teach, hon, since you're a daycare teacher?
Let's see. How to be kind to others. How to be respectful to teachers and office staff.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers, shapes, colors, the alphabet. Some like to do the states and everything. Mm-hmm. Countries, the world. And then some, if they are a Christian-based, they like to, for the teachers to tell them Bible stories
mm-hmm.
and about Jesus.
But in that list, was anything about sexual identity and sexual fluidity?
No.
Exactly. See, this is the problem I'm having. And teachers that are transgender, listen up. You need to quit making our kids, your ally. See, this is why it's not so successful to go to college anymore. Because what colleges are doing now and what schools are trying to do now with critical race theory and teaching about racism and teaching about this and teaching about that, they're trying to turn kids into social justice warriors, is what this is called. Little keyboard warriors and social justice warriors that will stand up for a cause that has really no reason to be stood up for, in my honest opinion. Now, don't get me wrong. Here on Parental Break with J&K, we respect people, including transgender, including male and female. We respect y'all. We don't have a problem with what you do in the bedroom. Because that's between you and the man upstairs. But when you try to force it on my child, that's when we have a problem. Because here's the thing that I'm having a problem with this, Caitlin. So, someone responded back to Queen. And if you don't know who Queen is, it's Unpopular Opinion Queen on TikTok. One of our good friends. And said, good, you be a bad parent role model and be a bigot. I'm sorry, since when is it for standing up for the right things to do being a bigot? Because at the end of the day, you have a job. You're supposed to teach. You're not supposed to teach them about your beliefs. You're supposed to teach them what's supposed to be going on. This is why I have problems with critical race theory, because it's based on a belief. not something that is true. I'm sorry. That's why it's called a theory. But anyways, getting back to this story, because it irritates me. Because I look at this and I'm like, are we really being punked here? Because now we're talking about children being locked in trunks by mothers. And I'm sorry, I just called her a mother, but you're not a mother. If you are going to put your son in danger like that, you are not a mother. And that's the bottom line. And it goes back to the sexual deviant that we talked about a couple months ago. That his birthing person, because we'll call him that here, said that the girl that was raped back in July could have defended herself. So there's no reason my son should go to jail. She had plenty of tendencies to defend herself. I'm sorry. You're supposed to teach your children right from wrong, not just whatever they want to feel. Quit making your kids your friends. They can be partially your friends, but at the end of the day, when it comes to being serious, Addie knows we're serious, right, honey?
Yes, she does.
And
she's almost three, and she knows.
And I'm sorry. People like this is why... What's the word I'm looking for? Is what disgusts me. People that are having trouble with IVF and all these other things. And you look at something like this. And it's like, it's literally a slap in the face to those people that can't get pregnant. Because you have mothers like this. You have fathers that abuse their children. You have fathers that would kill their children. And then kill the mother. And I'm sorry. I think more about this. And something worse than jail time should come to this person. Because if they do it once, they're going to do it again. Mm-hmm. Because they are so scared of COVID that they would literally put their child's life in danger.
I mean, she could lose her teaching degrees. She could lose her job.
Mm-hmm.
She can lose everything. And then have her child, who is still a minor, taken away from her.
Yes.
And anyone else, if she has any more kids that are under the age of 18.
God forbid if there's any more kids in that household. Because here's the thing. And here's what we're getting into. We're going to talk about, as a Christian parent, how do you raise your children in a society like this? Because, first, let's get things straight. Not everything's perfect. Not everyone is perfect. You are going to make mistakes as a parent.
And as a Christian.
I mean, that's the beauty of having a forgiving God like we do. Is you can learn right from wrong. And that's the first thing you need to do as a parent for a Christian child. Is teach them right from wrong. And do it in a way that is loving and caring. We're not talking about forcing beliefs on kids, because that becomes a backfiring situation. And realize, whatever we tell you can work, and it may work. But at the end of the day, if they chose not to follow Christ, realize it wasn't your fault, because they have to chart their own paths. That's one thing we have to understand as parents. Kids have to chart their own paths. You can show them each path. But at the end of the day, they have to chart their own way through life. And don't feel like when they don't follow the ways you're following, that you're a failure. Because at the end of the day, all you have to do is show them. Show them what right and wrong is. And they'll learn from their mistakes. But if you try to make them your friends and try to also force your beliefs on them, you're turning them away from what Christ wants you to do in the first place. And see, that's the problem I'm having with today's society. Because people don't understand truth. And that's the bottom line, I believe, here. And if this makes people mad, I'm sorry. I'm just going to put that out there. I am definitely sorry if this makes people mad. But listen to what we have to say. Honey, what are some things you could suggest to raise a child in society like this?
I'll let you go first, because I got to think.
Okay. Well, first thing is like I said, you have to teach them right from wrong. I actually have a list of things you can do for raising a child in raising a Christian child. And I found this list a long time ago.
Well, taking them to church for one.
Yes.
Sunday school is very important.
Yes.
Here's
some of the lists that this I found online. 1, discipline your child from the time they are young. Teach them right from wrong from the time they are young. I agree with that to an extent, but you got to also understand that there has to be consistency. You can't say one thing and then go around and do the opposite when the child's not looking. Because someone's always looking in the end. 2, encourage children with scripture. I agree with that. The thing I agree to an extent, because you also got to know which scriptures to encourage them with. Admit to your child where you struggle as a Christian, where you struggle as a Christian. I agree with that one too. Quickly ask for forgiveness when they see your error. See, that goes back to disciplining your child. I agree with that one, because you are also admitting to your child that you screw up too. And when you do that, you're showing humility by showing that you can admit when you're wrong. And 5, be quick to forgive others. There's always, this one I agree with to an extent, because you can forgive someone till the cows come home, and I believe that, but it doesn't always fix things. Take my brother, for instance. I forgive my brother in my life for everything, but at the end of the day, has he ever came back to me? No, but since I've forgiven him in my heart, I feel like my part of the job is done. Anyways, let's get your ideas, honey.
I would say don't get upset quickly.
I agree with that one. A lot of times we do get upset. We're quick to anger. And that's one thing. Here's another list. Put Christ first in your life. I think that's a good one right there. If your marriage, your family is centered around Christ, you'll have a successful life. And I know this is different from things we talk about usually. 2, model what a Christian should look like. I agree with that one. But realize too, you can show them toxic Christianity too. So you got to be careful with this, because you got to put them in the right place at the right time. Make family a priority. 4, teach children the Bible and about God.
I would say from day one when you bring them home from the hospital.
Yeah.
Let's start reading a little bit. You know, I know they don't know.
Teach them prayer.
Which we do with Addie.
Yep.
Every night before she goes to bed.
Yep. Make sure you are connected to a church. I agree with this one to an extent. Because there's some churches out there that will lead you astray. It's sad to hear that. But there are churches out there that will lead you astray. Regularly attend a church. Yes, I agree with that one too. But to an extent as well. Remember, a church is not a building. It's two or more gathered in the name of the Lord. I go by that in to a T. Because growing up, we didn't really attend church much. We did, but we didn't as much as we should. Number 7, encourage your children to have a godly influences in their life. I agree with that one. Look at parents, grandparents, teachers, other believers.
I mean, that's how we picked her godparents.
Yep. Number 8, pray regularly with and for your children. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, discern others with your child and children. I agree with that one. When you are getting old toys that are, instead of throwing them away, give them to Salvation Army. Teach your child the importance of giving back to the community. Number 10, share your faith with others around your children. Yes, I agree with that one too, because the Great Commission says that we're supposed to go for and make disciples of all nations. I agree with that one full-heartedly. Honey, you got anything else to add to this that you think we should talk more about? Because this is a very big subject, because...
Well, if they have questions about being a Christian, or... be open, and if they have, like, questions about just everything related to being, you know, Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And realize, as parents, there are things out there that will lead your child astray. But also realize, whatever you do in your life, do not try to force beliefs on them. Because at the end of the day, you're doing more harm than you are good. You think you may be doing good by forcing them to go to church, by forcing them to read the Bible, by forcing them to pray. But at the end of the day, if the end result, just like a vaccine, is a choice. Because at the end of the day, they could choose not to believe. I've seen families that were major Christian families, and their kids, who were my good friends, ended up not being Christian. You want to know why? Hun, you want to know why?
Why?
Because at the end of the day, they forced their child to believe instead of giving them that choice to believe. Because at the end of the day, if you are forcing beliefs on children, they're going to try to find a way out. Because it gets hard when you're a child in a society like this, because you're being told one thing, but then you flip on the TV and truth is being told a different way. And that's one problem with society. The truth that true beauty is what you see on TV, talking about makeup, skinny things like that. That's not real truth. What people don't know about those kind of things is they do a lot of photo editing and software editing to try to get people looking that way. And it's actually kind of creepy how well they do it. What we're trying to say as parents here is love your child. If all you can do is love your child and take care of them and cover the needs that they need, not the wants, but the needs, you're well on your way to being a successful parent in my eyes. Now realize you're not going to get it right all the time. I mean, there's things sometimes it's trial and error with Addie. Don't you agree, hun?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's times that we'll, like for example, she loves going to bed with a TV. Well, one night we made the mistake of not setting a timer. She was up all night.
Till like one.
Till like one or two when we finally shut off the TV and realized, okay, now we got to set a timer and let our daughter realize when that TV goes off, okay, now it's time for me to go to sleep. This was a lot here because, and going back to the article, I know I came across ticked, and I really am because
you don't do that to a child.
You don't, because that's your flesh and blood. You made that child, whether it was out of wedlock or whether it was out of this or that, you made that child. And you are going to lock them in a trunk because you're scared of COVID. I mean, think about that. This virus has scared everybody so much that they would go to extents like this. I'm just really dumbfounded.
Me too.
And it kind of hurts my heart because you're supposed to teach your child the right things to do. Not crap like this. Not saying, well, since you have COVID, I can't get COVID, so you're going to have to lay in the trunk till we get to the testing site. Big deal if you get COVID.
You're going to end up getting it anyway.
You're going to get it anyway.
That's your child.
That's your child. What are you going to do? Lock them in a bedroom?
Or in a basement?
I mean, we've seen horror stories like that because we love to watch Steve Wilkos of children being locked in places.
It just breaks my heart.
It really does break my heart because this child didn't know. This is not the child's fault that he got COVID.
No.
So why would you punish a child like that? Sorry, I had to take a second there because it's dumbfounding. It really is. But I mean, that child is probably going to grow up to resent their parents. And if you need help like that, seek out the help. I mean, there are many services out there that can help with families like this. And all you gotta do is ask. I just can't believe it. I really can't. That we've sunk this low as a society to where locking children in trunks is a good answer. Because, this virus is so deadly. Even though, like Odin said on the last episode, this virus has a 99.94% survival rate. Have a virus taken over our beliefs? Has a virus really gotten that far advanced that it can mess up our mental stability? I mean, I want people to think about that. Because this virus is just a virus. That's the bottom line. And if it's your time to go, it's your time to go. You're not going to be able to fight it. If I got COVID today and I died from it, I knew right then and there it was my time to go. Right?
Yep.
Same for you.
Yep. I mean, God already knows our number. He already knows when, because he knew even before we was a thought.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what age we'll be dying at.
Yep.
He knew how and when and where.
Yep.
And there's nothing we can do to stop it.
No, we can't.
I mean, it's scary to think about, you know, death. I think about it, you know, like, what age am I going to be? Like, and I shouldn't be thinking like that, but, you know, you see it on TV every day. You see it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see it in front of you, like, an accident on the highway or something.
Or, for example, those parents that killed themselves.
Yeah.
I mean,
within 2 days from each other.
Yeah.
They had their funeral yesterday.
Wow. Just think, that kid's growing up without parents.
Well, from what I read, one of their close either friends or family members is going to adopt him.
If you guys are not aware, there are two cops. Where were they?
In Florida somewhere.
Two cops in Florida. Both a husband and a wife that shot and killed themselves. And that's another thing we're going to talk about eventually, is we're going to talk about how you deal with the thoughts of depression and anxiety, and how, as a Christian, you're supposed to look at those things. Because it's important if you're ever thinking that way, to seek out help, because you are worth something to someone. Don't ever think that death is the end result when you're depressed. But we'll talk about that on another episode. I don't think that'll be till we can have some good episodes after that. We'll spend a couple of days probably talking about that, or a couple of episodes, because it's a very important situation. And for the fathers out there, when you're raising a child, be a man. Because at the end of the day, it's not all the mother's job. It's also the father's job too. Just like in a marriage, it's not 50-50. It's 100-100. You put in 100% effort every single time. Just like the mother puts in 100% effort to take care of the child, you're supposed to too. Now, let's get something straight. I'm not the best at changing diapers.
Nope. Ever since she was a baby, I've done almost all of them.
Well, I did some while you were at work and she couldn't go to school yet.
Some.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. 4 months worth.
And I do change them from time to time.
Yeah, you do. Either way, you are a good daddy.
No. You're going to make me cry here.
Please don't. Not right now.
Anything else you want to say? How about from a mother's standpoint, hon? How can you raise your child in a society like this?
Limit their technology use.
I agree with that one.
Make sure you have the parental controls on it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but if they stumble on something like that, explain to them why it's not the right thing to watch.
Yep.
And don't be around the bush.
Just get to the point.
Get to the point. Don't say, well, it's just bad. Well, why is it bad? You're going to get the
why.
Why? Why is that wrong?
Yep.
What's wrong with that? Why can't I watch that?
And make sure, you know, as a Christian mom to a Christian daughter, like I am, make sure like they're modest and, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
And clothing, because the boys out there are just, you know.
But I will say this, because my friend asked me this question. Because one of my other jobs is working Clemson games as security. And you'll be amazed at some of the outfits that people come out in.
That's ridiculous.
And he asked me one day, Justin, what are you going to do when your child wants to wear something like that? And it's a hard question to answer. Because in this world, that may be morally accepted. But in my eyes, it's not. So how do you balance that with your belief to the point where you don't turn the child against you? Because...
I mean, you tell her why it's not appropriate.
Yes, I agree. I do agree. What else do you think, hon? Because this is a really good episode.
Oh, that's all I can think of.
That's all you can think of?
Well, honey, it's kind of late, too.
Oh, yeah. It was past midnight. Oh, jeez.
I mean, we can always do like a part two or something later.
Yeah, we may do a part two of this episode. I don't know. Not with the story, because the story still just makes me mad. I was shocked that I could get through this episode without saying how I truly feel. Because it outraged me when I saw this article. Because I was like, wait a minute, what? You locked your child in a trunk?
I mean, that's... What if he was claustrophobic or something?
Yeah.
Like, I'm that way sometimes in, like, elevators.
Yeah. Well, I think it will do it for this episode. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Guys, we have now reached 10 episodes. If you want to be a guest on our podcast, please email us at the email provided. Caitlin and I have decided after 10 episodes, we are now going to allow guests. So if you're interested, email us. We will email you back. We hope you have a blessed one, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.